Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels need to avoid an opening onslaught tonight. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Duke's win over Georgia Tech Tuesday night was scary. Did you see it? The Blue Devils came out with their most aggressive defense of the season, and the Jackets could barely complete a pass for the first 10 minutes of the game. By then, Duke had a double-digit lead and started looking ahead to tonight. That game reminded me of how the Blue Devils began their last trip to the Smith Center on senior night 2013. By shutting down the Tar Heel offense and making a barrage of three-pointers, they built what seemed like an insurmountable lead and silenced a disheartened home crowd. Carolina must avoid the same kind of start to avoid losing three straight at home to the Dukies. Is Duke better this season than last? It's close, but I really don't think so. Rashid Suleiman, Andre Dawkins, and the other guards can all get hot from outside, but none is as good as Seth Curry could be. And while freshman Jabari Parker is likely the top pick in the 2014 NBA draft, he is not as big as Mason Plumlee and Ryan Kelly. So Kennedy Meeks and Bryce Johnson have a chance to get something done inside while James Michael McAdoo tries to contain Parker. Duke came out of the blocks at Tech to make a statement for that game and also this one. The Devils wanted us to be thinking about such a blitzkrieg to start the game and try to sucker the Tar Heels into playing too fast and impatiently. Yes, we like to run, but we cannot run without a purpose. Play solid 5-on-5 defense and avoid too many switches that would leave their three-ball shooters open. Duke is going to make some threes, hopefully not 50%. And as Roy Williams said Wednesday, to beat Duke, you have to outscore Duke. That's a challenge for a Tar Heel team that has been limited offensively but is improving. Take the runouts when you can get them, but the rest of the time, make sure you get good shots. Despite what it looked like at Tech, Duke's defense is vulnerable and continue to be the best rebounding and shot-blocking team in the ACC. If Duke's intent to Georgia Tech was to scare us, mission accomplished. But it can also be a tip that Carolina needs to take very seriously. 2 weeks ago, and maybe even last week, the Tar Heels could not have made enough plays on both ends of the floor to beat Duke. Now they can, but they have to start the way they want to finish. This is Archansky. See ya.